I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. With another budget deadline looming in Washington, federal employees in Colorado Springs are again facing uncertainty about how they may be impacted. As the city's five military installations, civilian employees could see furloughs or delayed paychecks if the government shuts down. Stephanie Hooks is president of the Fort Carson chapter of the American Federation of Government Employees. That's a union representing nearly 3,000 civilian workers at the post. She spoke to 91.5 KRCC in the wake of last month's shutdown.
The mind frame of the employees now are that we have to save. We have to cut back because every time there's a shutdown, it's a different situation. Every time there's a shutdown, we don't know if we're going to get paid on time, or we don't know if it's going to be a bill put on the floor that we're going to get back paid.
A bipartisan two-year spending bill passed the Senate yesterday, but the bill faces some opposition in the House. Colorado's Senate has given initial approval to a bill that would expedite the construction of high-speed internet service in rural areas. The bill passed by voice vote yesterday. It would take money from a state fund that has long subsidized rural telephone service to support rural broadband instead. Despite its bipartisan sponsorship, many hurdles remain for the bill. Lawmakers are debating what companies get the broadband subsidies and whether thousands of residents whose phone bills are subsidized will end up paying more with the transfer. This is 91.5 KRCC News.